Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, with up to hundreds of thousands of passengers expected over the weekend and amid fears of similar scenes to those that led to more than 1,400 people missing flights last Sunday, Dublin Airport has closed the departures road outside Terminal 1 and installed covered passenger queuing areas. And I'm joined now by Graeme McQueen, Media Relations Manager at the Dublin Airport Authority. Graeme, good morning. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Claire.
So the covered areas, what do they look like? We saw them going up on the news yesterday, but what are they like today?
Yeah, so they're covered tents, essentially, the likes of what you would see at the likes of Bloom Festival on this weekend. And basically, they're covering the queuing areas that we would use as an overspill. And we try and control the number of passengers that enter the terminal at any one time. So we now have an area that if the terminal gets too busy at peak times, like early in the morning, we can get people to queue outside for a period of time. It means they're covered. It means on a morning like today, when there was a bit of rain, they don't get wet. And it just adds to the, you know, it takes away the pain of having to stand outside a little bit.
But you're still standing outside, aren't you? There's nothing really in there.
Not in those ones, but those areas would move quite quickly. The likes of this morning, we had people out there for maybe about 10 minutes. We had a queuing system in place, but those people were getting through very quickly. The queues kept moving. I think the longest queuing time today, which is one of our busiest days of the year, we got everyone through in less than 45 minutes. As of 6:30, right through till about now, just before I came on air, I think we're less than 10 minutes through security in both terminals. So things are moving very well. But a busy day ahead, a busy weekend ahead, so no complacency. We'll keep trying to maintain those levels for the rest of the weekend.
Okay, so just so we're clear on what the queuing area outside will be used for. If people turn up very early for their flight, so 3.5 hours if it's a short haul and they've no bag, and it's really busy inside, they'll be asked to queue outside. Is that how it'll work, Graeme?
Yeah, basically the queue will extend outside. So if you walk up to our terminal building at the moment, that there will be a person who will ask you if you have a bag to check in. If you do, you'll be asked to move to the right and go into the door to your right. If you don't have a bag to check in and you can go straight to security, you'll flow through to your left. And we'll only use those areas if it starts to get busy. As I say, we used it for a very short time this morning, but you're covered if it rains. You know, it's going to make that passenger experience a little bit better. We saw the weather forecast ahead and we've decided to put those changes into play.
And what about facilities then for people? Just if the worst happens and you have to use this facility outside, no water, no toilets, is that going to change?
Well, these particular areas are right outside the terminal building. So these are only for the contingency for very short-term queuing. So you're talking 10, 15 minutes max. The other areas, which I think have been described, unfortunately, in the media as holding pens, we're looking to implement these zones from next week. We'll start constructing them in our short-term car park across the road. So they're the ones that, as it gets busier in the summer, we look to use those zones to keep people back, maybe if they've arrived way too early for their flight. Those will have toilets, refreshment zones, seating areas, things like that. And
they'll be a
reasonably nice place for people to stop for a while until we can get them to pass through the terminal.
And where are you putting those?
They're in our short-term car park, which is directly across the road from the terminal building. It's only, I think I measured it last night, it's about 150 steps from the front door of the terminal building.
People will be familiar with that. So is that going on the top floor of the short-term or...?
That's going on the top floor of the short term, and there'll be marquees and stuff going up there from next Wednesday, and that will be in place. And there, if we need it, it's purely a contingency. If we need it, it'll be operational from next Friday.
You see, the problem is, and people will know if they've been in the short term car park in Dublin Airport recently at all, that it's tight enough there to get parking. It can be really hard to get parking, and now you're taking out the top floor.
Yeah, well, look, we're making these actions. We're taking these actions so that nobody misses a flight. We're taking up probably around 80 to 100 car parking spaces there. So that's a number. Ideally, we wouldn't look to do that. But look, at the moment, needs must. So the sacrifice we're making there, we're comfortable that we can still cope with all the demand for short-term parking.
So, and do you expect to use this, to need to use it in the summer, Graeme? The holding pens, as you said, it's been unfortunately described as.
Yeah, we would like to call them something more akin to a welfare zone. As I say, they're going to be comfortable areas once they're up and running, and we'll be able to show passengers that next week. But yeah, it's purely a contingency, Claire. I think one of the big learnings from last week, last weekend, was that we didn't have enough contingency in the system. So we would see that as a plan C. As I say, these zones outside the terminals are our plan B if it gets busy. And as of next week, we will have the plan C as well. We hope not to use it, But if we need to, it will be a pleasant experience for passengers. And look, it's all aimed at making sure that everyone makes the flight.
So it's a welfare zone. It sounds like people are going through an awful dose of an experience to go through the airport. So if I arrive too early for my flight and it's busy, I'm in the welfare zone up on the top floor of the car park where I'll have coffee and there'll be loos there and seats. Then I'll move to the queuing area outside, which is just a basic tent with a snaking queue in it. Then I'll go into the terminal building.
It's a queuing system like you would find at a concert or going to Croke Park or even Bloom this weekend. It's just now that we've got a tent over the top of that queuing system. So these queues, the aim would be that they move all the time. So nobody will be in that queuing system for any length of time. So certainly toilets and things like that shouldn't be an issue. But look, if anybody does need help like that when they're here, we have lots and lots of staff. We've upped staff today, and that will remain the case over the coming weeks. Contact one of our staff. They're in pink and purple high-vis vests. You can't miss them. Tap them on the shoulder, give them a shout. They'll be happy to help anyone out.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know how, if you have lots of staff, why you need these two areas outside, because this is just back then, is it, to 2019 levels when it comes to the number of people flowing through?
Yeah, well, look, I think we're trying to get our staffing levels at security. We wouldn't have as many security lanes open at the moment as we would have done in 2019. That will happen as we go through the next few weeks. We're looking at the end of June to have our full complement of security staff in. That will allow us to open more lanes, and that will ease the pressure. It'll reduce the need for the things that we're talking about there in terms of those contingency plans.
Mm-hmm. A listener says, I'm travelling with my wife who's disabled in 2 weeks. Are there facilities for people with disabilities in this holding area? So the welfare zone, Graham, as you refer to it, will there be facilities for disabled people there?
Yeah, there's no change to our facilities for people who need mobile help. So that service is still there. They'll still drive into Block B in a short-term car park as they would just now. They press a button and the help comes to meet them and they'll be taken into the terminal.
So they won't need to use the welfare zone on the top of the car park?
Exactly. That's what we have an OCS, a company called OCS, which provides that service for us. So anyone with those issues, they look after them once they reach the airport and they get them through the building.
Families with young children, Graham?
Yeah, again, we'll be looking after them as well. They may have to use that zone as well from time to time. We do prioritise families with young children whenever we can. So if you walk in there at the moment, if I was to take my own two kids in there, for example, as a normal member of the public, not just because I'm a DAA staff member, I must be clear on that, I can go to the left as I get to departures. The staff will let a family with young kids through.
Mm-hmm. But you may have to use the holding area or the welfare zone.
Yeah, but again, I'd emphasise that that's going to be a very pleasant area to be in. We're conscious that, you know, we don't want it to be a negative experience for passengers. And look, we don't want to be looking to use that if we absolutely have to. And we'll make sure it's for as short a time as possible.
People are concerned about the parking, including Geraldine, who says, I believe the car parking has already been curtailed in long-term car parking. And I think we had that conversation previously, Graham, on the programme. Mm. And Geraldine wonders, is the DAA advising you not to bring your car to the airport?
Well, we'd certainly advise you to book your car in advance if you can. So go online, and if your dates are not available, some dates are booking out for the summer. There is really high demand for that at the moment. So make your arrangements in terms of how you're going to get to the airport nice and early. There's lots of buses. There's obviously taxis, things like that. There's other options to get to the airport. So consider all that in advance, how you're going to get there. And if you can, if you need to use our car parks, try and book as far in advance as possible.
This from Gabrielle, who emailed us. Yesterday, I flew from Dublin to Paris following DAA advice. I left 3.5 hours to get through all the queues. Sadly, no one told the airline staff, who only turned up to check in baggage 2 hours before the flight. So I stood waiting for 1.5 hours. Are all the airlines not on board, she asks, with the plan this weekend?
We're speaking to all airlines, and the check-in times for each airline are available on our website, so you can check them out. We'd also encourage people to contact their airline in advance if they've any doubts about when that check-in is open. And I know the likes of Ryanair, for example, we're chatting to them today again, and they've agreed to open up their check-in earlier in the morning. So from tomorrow, they'll be opening up from 1:30 and things like that. So they're all responding as well. We've had a really good reaction from the airlines, and we'll continue those conversations as time goes on.
Okay, I want to read you the first line from Fionnán Sheehan's piece in the Irish Independent this morning. Losing €1 million a day and making a third of their staff redundant during the pandemic, Dublin Airport bosses still found the funds to fit out a lavish new open plan office for themselves. Explain that one to me, Graham.
Yeah, I read that piece this morning, Claire, and I think it sounded like a completely different office to what I'm sitting in at the moment. I think, look, it's a modern office. It's very nice, but it's certainly nowhere near what Phenon was describing this morning. I think we moved into this office about a year ago. Before we moved into this office, where now all our teams in DAA are located, about 600 staff. Up until then, we had 31 different teams located over 10 different places within the airport campus. So we've been able to bring our teams together. The offices, as I say, are modern. They're pleasant. Phenon talks in the piece about swanky canteens with cake and all that kind of stuff. I'm yet to see that in my time here, Claire. We get bananas and apples on a good day. So I think Phenon's description of what we have here is a little bit different to the reality.
So you wouldn't say it's lavish?
I wouldn't know. I think it's on a par with what you would find corporate companies would have across Dublin. I've certainly been in much swankier offices than this, but I think this is a very pleasant environment. I think as well, I think we've realised over the last week as well how important Dublin Airport is to the country. We've all heard about the damage that we have done to the brand of Ireland, and I think you have to remember that we as a company are trying to recruit the best staff. We're competing with the other companies for these staff.
Yeah, but I suppose when the DAA came the poor mouth at the committee the other day and said, look, you know, we had a really tough time. We were losing €1 million a day. We were found ourselves in this really difficult position. People are entitled to ask, well, if things were so hard, how did you find the money to kit out the office? Because if you haven't been in the pot, the last thing you'll be doing is a refurbishment.
Well, I think the offices that we are in, there's three blocks here. They're located on a site that up until we developed them were a derelict site. So we've looked to maximise the value of those sites. Our offices take up about 10% of the office space that's been developed on the site. There's lots of other multinational companies in these offices with us. The block that we are in indeed is a shared space with other companies. So, you know, we have built this to try and maximise the return for DAA so that we can invest money back into the terminals, back into the service that passengers so clearly want.
Okay, and then just going back to today at the airport, people who will be turning up over the next couple of hours, it'll be busy in the afternoon, Graham, will it?
Yep, it's going to remain busy this afternoon and for the weekend ahead. We're between 45 and 50,000 passengers heading out every day over the weekend. Today was the busiest of the 4 days over this bank holiday weekend. So we've had a good start, but we're not getting complacent by any means. We've got the staffing levels where we need them to be for the weekend. We'll have the maximum number of security lanes open that we can at any given time. So for anyone travelling, stick to that travel advice. 2.5 hours before a short-haul flight, 3.5 hours before a long-haul flight, and give that extra hour if you need to check in a bag.
Graham, thank you for joining us. Graham McQueen there from the Dublin Airport Authority. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.